Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Friday, November 15th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Broadway's Aladdin is welcoming a new Omar. This Tuesday, November 19th, Jacob Ben Shmuel begins performances as one-third of the titular character's sidekicks. Aladdin will mark his Broadway debut. Omar is currently being played by Nathan Levy, who departs the company on Sunday. As previously announced, Levy begins performances as Francois in Anne Juliet on the 19th. Aladdin celebrates 10 years at the New Amsterdam Theater. Our town will be hosting an autism-friendly performance in the new year, courtesy of the nonprofit Theater Development Fund. The special performance will take place at 2 p.m. on January 5th at the Ethel Barrymore Theater. The show will be tailored for families with members on the autism spectrum or with other developmental or cognitive disabilities. Tickets for the performance go on sale Monday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, at tdf.org. TDF has been presenting special autism-friendly performances yearly since 2011. Throughout this current Broadway season, they are hosting performances of Hadestown, The Lion King, the Radio City Christmas Spectacular at Radio City Music Hall, MJ and Juliet, and Hamilton. And finally today, the new musical Tammy Faye officially opened on Broadway last night with an original score by Elton John and Jake Shears. The London import chronicles the life and work of Tammy Faye Baker, who built a successful television ministry with her husband Jim in the 1970s before it fell apart when Jim was indicted and imprisoned for fraud. Reviews were mostly negative, including a pan from Elizabeth Vincentelli of the New York Times, who called it a bland tonal mishmash of a show. Narratively and emotionally, it is always on shaky ground and feels afraid to lean into what made Baker so distinctive. Tammy Faye is now running at the Palace Theater. And that is Inside the District for today and for this week. Have a safe and enjoyable weekend. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.